Praise the Lord. Well, I'm glad that you are here tonight. Praise the Lord. And this is one of those lean Sunday nights, but it makes no difference to God to say by many or by few. And we've got a Christian warrior coming in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We're glad you're here tonight. Others may join us or they may not join us this evening. Michael is in Texas. There are people that are AWOL tonight, which is absent and unaccounted for. But this is Sunday night, and a lot of churches don't even have service. They don't even try to have service. Well, we're here for a specific purpose. Our Sunday night format, of course, has changed, as you well know, because we're here to look at some videos, see what God is doing around the world, because this ministry has become global and goes into places that I would never get to go personally. If I started right now traveling by plane once a week to a country or a place within a country or a city within the United States, I could never go to all the places the gospel has gone from here in my lifetime, what's left of my lifetime. I just couldn't possibly do that. But God has taken his word and he has sent it to where he wants it to be. And I'm so grateful for that. I kind of thought the Lord might put me out to pasture, but instead he's put me out to pastor. Can you say amen? And I'm going to continue to do that. Not just you folk that want to come and be part of this ministry, but to people in other nations and other states. And we're so grateful for that privilege and opportunity. I'm honored that God has done what he has done and led us to reach nations all over the world from our website and from the radio ministry. And pray for Sister Betty and the station in North Florida, because I understand the IFC, FCC, Federal Communications Corporation, or whatever. Anyway, they've kind of checked them out and found a couple of things that needs correcting, and they come down on you pretty hard sometimes. And pray that they will pass with flying colors all of the requirements of the FCC to continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus in song and in word to the nations of the world. Because not only does that stream to nations anywhere there's a computer, they already had a listening audience built in when we first broadcast. They had one built in down under in Australia, and we knew we were reaching Australia, and but we didn't know that people would be downloading those broadcasts from our website, because Doug puts them up on the website and people download them. And we had one guy in Pakistan that just downloaded the whole load. Amen. He just took everything he could find up there and downloaded it from, I think it was Pakistan. India. It could have been India. And so we're grateful for that. Praise God. We're grateful for some frequent hits from China, and that the church in China, there's Christians there growing by 20,000 a day coming to know Jesus in China. And they're downloading sermons from our website, and we're so grateful for that, and coming to our website. So, and Belgium, and Great Britain, and from Africa to the Arctic, all the way up in the Netherlands in the Arctic, there have been people in Norway where this terrible tragedy took place. People have been downloading from Norway, and we're just grateful. I don't even, there's places I can't pronounce, and Doug can't either. Amen. Well, neither one of us can do that. Borneo, yeah, I like I always say, the only thing I know about Borneo is the wild man from Borneo and the little rascals. Can you say amen? We get the wild man from Borneo saved, we'll be doing the Lord and a whole lot of folks a good service. Praise God. We're glad you're here tonight. There's a scripture that I hang on to for these kind of prayer meetings that never seem to draw a lot of folk to them, because there's nothing to do but at the end of this presentation for us to join hands and for just a few minutes to earnestly intercede. But the Bible said that it makes no difference to God. It does to me. I feel it sometimes, but it doesn't to God. And since it doesn't to God, I've got to quit letting it make a difference to me. And the Lord said it makes no difference. The scripture said it makes no difference to God to save by many or by few. And then you have these wonderful stories like Jonathan and his armor bearer that go out and face thousands of men in battle, and God gives them the victory. Can you say amen? So if you are used to being carried by the momentum of a crowd, you're going to be a pretty dud here tonight. Can you say amen? But if you come here because you love Christ and you believe that when two or more gather in his name, he's here tonight. He's just as here as he is in a stadium with 10,000 people praising him. I mean, he's either here or he isn't here. And he said, if you come in my name, two of you or more, I'm going to be there. So he's here tonight to receive our worship. He's here to move and meet our needs tonight. And he's here to receive the praise that we're about to give him. Amen. Brother Taylor, I want you to come and take us before the throne tonight as we get ready to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
Hallelujah. The Lord is good, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
God, Father God, we thank you tonight for your great love and your mercy, Lord. You said you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart, Lord. And you said pray without ceasing, Lord God. And we come tonight to seek your face, to turn to thee with all our heart. Bless, deliver, heal, set free, meet every need that's present, God. Lord, go out into this neighborhood, Lord God. Convict souls, Lord God. Save souls, Lord God. We're living in the end time, Lord, and you're coming soon, but you're coming after people that's ready to meet you, Lord. You're coming after people that's looking for you, Lord God. So stir us up, Lord God. Help us to stir ourselves, Lord God, to get a hold to you, Lord God. Rend the heavens and come down, Lord God, and let your divine will be done in us tonight, Lord God. Bless, deliver, heal, set free, Lord. Meet every need that's present, God. If there are any that are unsaved, save them and fill them with the Holy Ghost, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name for the glory of God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, brother. Amen. You singers, come on. The ones of you that we do have, you're not going to come and help us sing. You're going to sing out there because it's going to be up on the video screen. All right. Just be that way then. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Michael is in Texas, and he said it's hot in Texas. Amen. He said, spring has sprung and fall has fell and summer's here and it's hotter than usual. Can you say amen? So he's in Texas where it's very, very hot, and he'll be glad to get back and think it's cool here comparatively. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give the Lord praise tonight. We're going to sing some praise songs. We're going to see what God is doing right now in Belgium and in Mexico City, and we're going to pray. Praise God. God is so good tonight, and I believe our prayers are making a difference. I know it's making a difference to the devil. There's no absolute doubt about that, because since we started really interceding and we said we're not even going to preach anymore on Sunday night. Well, of course, you know me, I'd get some preaching in anyway, but we're not going to make it a preaching service per se. This is a prayer service. All the teaching is to prepare us to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And in a few moments, we're going to move into that prayer, but we're going to begin by praise and worship tonight as we approach God's throne in prayer to intercede until he come and rain righteousness on us and through us begin to touch our families, our community, our nation, and our world. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight. We've come to worship you. Hallelujah. That's why we came to lift him up tonight. Praise God. Did you come here to lift him up? I'm so glad you're in church Sunday night. There's so many other things that can capitalize on our time. And we, you know, the pace of life has accelerated to the point that other things entering in is choking the word in so many people's lives and causing it to become unfruitful. They're exposed to ministry. They got Bibles. They got television preachers. They got not tapes anymore. They got CDs. And yet the fruit, the 30, 60, 100-fold changes within our character, within our devotion, our dedication. It doesn't seem to. We're on a plateau in many cases. Wherever people are, they're meeting a status quo. And a status quo is never going to bring revival. Can you say amen? It's when we get divinely dissatisfied with the status quo and say, Lord, there's got to be more. than just going to church, going through rituals, routines, and motions, and going our way and never being challenged or changed by the Spirit of God. There's got to be more. Well, I've got good news. Not only is there more, there's way more. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we think or ask, according to the power that's already been deposited and is at work in us. If we will cooperate with it, yield to it, seek Him for it, God will move in a mighty and wonderful way. We came here to lift Him up tonight. I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you escaped the rat race. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Let's give Him praise tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. These are the last of the last days. I used to preach constantly about the last days. And I talked about the last days, the last days, the last days. But we're no longer in the last days. We are in the last of the last days. We're in the days when the love of many is waxing cold. This is not an aberration. This is not a little thing. You know, the amazing thing is two things. It's a paradoxical thing, because as many people are growing cold on God and in God and falling away, there are just as many, oh no, there's more than that, that are coming to Jesus around the world, that are white hot in their experience with God. Their hearts are aflame for Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? So don't look at those that are falling away. You know, Jesus said it would happen. There are last that will be first, and there are first that will be last. Can you say amen? Well, I don't want to be part of those whose love is waxing cold. I want to be part of those whose love is waxing hot. Can you say amen? I want to be rekindled. I want that flame to flare up again with a passion for Jesus like I've never had in all of my life. Right now, I don't feel as old as Margaret. Amen. I feel young tonight. No, Margaret, I'm just kidding. You're younger than me. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Ditter, so glad to see you, so I don't pick on her. Hallelujah. She's so glad. I really mean that. You know what I feel tonight? And I know Doug was concerned about me. I told him to stay out of that attic by himself. I did not want to go up there and find his carcass all roasted up in that attic. Can you say amen? 130 degrees. I said, Sherry, didn't I tell you? I said, Sherry needs you. We need you. God needs you. Kayla needs you. Can you say amen? So be, you know, I don't want you to pass out. And he said, well, I don't want you to go up there and you being 60. He, 60, almost 65 years old. I done been up there, amen, but I didn't stay up there long, amen. I come down out of there in a hurry, amen. We're trying to get the air going so it can stay cool in this building. But I appreciate Doug. He spent 2 days down here working on all this air and installing that thing in the window so we could have auxiliary. And if it wasn't for that tonight, we'd all be, I told my dad, if they don't get the air fixed, I'm going to preach on hell Sunday morning just as sure as I can. And say, you think this is bad, you don't want to go, amen. Isn't God good today? I'm so glad I'm on my way to heaven. I'm so glad I'm saved tonight. I prophesy this listen, you can be serious and joyous at the same time. I finally figured that out. Can you say amen? And I'm dead serious when I tell you this tonight. The revival God wants to send will begin when Christians get excited about being saved. Not excited about a healing anointing or some special revelation, but excited about being saved. Amen. David said, restore unto me the joy of your deliverance, the joy of your salvation. Can you say amen? When we get excited about our deliverance, we get excited about what Jesus has done, not what he's doing and going to do alone, but what he's done. The reason for great rejoicing is not that demons are subject to you, but your names are written in the book of life. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. Keep that in focus and keep rejoicing. Hallelujah. These are the days of Elijah. This song was written from a prophecy, actually. It wasn't written to be a pop Christian tune, but something someone felt prophetically in their heart. I believe we're living in days of great trouble and turmoil, but we're living in the great last day harvest of God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. That's why even though we're small sitting in here, God is sending his word to the nations of the world. Hallelujah. Send my word where I will send it, for I know where the hungry hearts are. I see them, and I vowed to respond to them. They that are hungry for righteousness this night shall be filled, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And amen and amen. Hallelujah. These are the days of Elijah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You may be seated for a few minutes tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to move quickly toward our prayer, intercessory prayer tonight. I love to see the move of God among young people. I want to see everybody revived. Don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of young folks that have not seen true revival. They've not had a God encounter deep enough to hold them close to Jesus. And if they don't have a God encounter to hold them close to Jesus, all of the activities we may provide for them is not going to keep them, because the enemy is dead serious. Amen. He's serious. He walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And it takes a deep commitment to Jesus, amen, to live for him, particularly in a generation like we're in, where there is a falling away, amen. That example isn't always there, but it's so good in nations of the world to see a youth revival. And we're going to begin with a song and then a couple of about 3 or 4 minute clips, and then we're going to pray, amen. But I am so, so glad to see an aged man. I saw him when he had a ponytail back in 1997 in the UK, when they rented Wembley, that big stadium that holds about 50,000 people for a praise gathering in England, and they filled it up. It rained every single day while they set up all the equipment, but it stopped raining the day of the great gathering, and people came from all over the world to Wembley Stadium, and they filled it wall to wall and turned people away. Praise God, to do one thing. And you know what they called it? A group named Queen from England had a pop song that spiraled them into the pop scene called We Are the Champions of the World. And they call this the Champion of the World Gathering. But they said the man who organized it is going to be singing here with some Pakistani youth in France. Hallelujah. Amen. But he said, you know something? We need to rent Wembley Stadium. Amen. And have a Champion of the World gathering, because the true champion of the world is Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? I thought that, yeah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But how many know we've had an emphasis on what kind of love is this? Amen. Trying to describe the indescribable every Sunday, and it's ongoing at this point. The great revival in the Hesperides, there was a song that marked that revival and became the theme song for the great revival, the great outpouring of God. And it was a song about the love of God. Can you say amen? It was that what God does when he comes down. I was thinking about that. Isaiah 64 says, oh Lord, that you would rend the heavens and come down upon the mountains and cause the mountains to melt and melt into the seas and cause the seas to boil. Amen. And he said, but no man stirs himself up to lay hold on you. You want to move. You're a God, amen, that is not just a God that sits aloof in your heaven. You want to come down and manifest yourself. But people are satisfied with business as usual, religion as a routine. But oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. In every true revival, that reoccurring theme comes. God came down. God came down. God came down. Can you say amen? That simply meant he manifested himself. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then the love of God, what manner of love is this? Has always been that reoccurring theme. So when God comes down, love is going to come down. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. It's good to see an aging guy from the UK singing with young people, Pakistanis in France. Hallelujah. Because God is closing that gap. See, it's not just for youth and just for old people. We're not really all that different. We love the same God. And we need to, they need some things of theirs. We need some things of ours. But I'm telling you, when it comes to worship, we need to blend all of that. Can you say amen? Because we ought to all love God and worship God together. Hallelujah. all the way from the Orient to Mexico. God is moving by His Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we thank You. We thank You.
Samuel agarró aceite y lo ungió a David. Y ese aceite le descendió sobre David. Y dice que desde ese día en adelante, el Espíritu de Dios vino sobre David con poder. Ese mismo Espíritu, esa misma unción, ese mismo poder está disponible para cada uno de ustedes. Y va a ser esa unción lo que va a hacer la diferencia en tu vida. Va a ser esa unción lo que te va a proteger, lo que te va a guiar, lo que te va a dar poder para vencer el pecado, la tentación. Va a ser el Espíritu Santo que te va a santificar, el que te va a guiar, el que te va a enseñar la palabra, el que te va a guiar a la verdad, dice la Biblia. Seguimos a Jesucristo. Seguimos al Espíritu de Dios. Es algo contigo el cristianismo. Es algo que tiene esencia, que tiene realidad, que tiene poder, que transforma, que cambia, que da vida, que da paz, que da luz. Bautismo de fuego lo que te va a enamorar de Jesús, porque el amor de Dios es derramado en nuestros corazones por medio del Espíritu Santo. Necesitamos mejor la juventud de México le pertenece a Jesucristo.
Amen. It's not just youth, but youth and adults as well. In Brussels, Belgium, I know we've had people come to our website from Europe, all over Europe, and just to know what God is doing. And this is in the now. This is not going all the way back to the Welsh revival or the Hesperides, revival of the Hesperides at the turn of the century. This is happening now. This is in our day where people are hungry. And our young people need this.
Yes.
And
yes.
We need it too.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And this is for afterwards. Hallelujah. This is our last prayer.
The nations that are experiencing revival.
J'ai remarqué que les nations qui expérimentent réveil
are nations that touch the heart of God.
Ce sont des nations qui touchent le cœur de Dieu.
Because the people,
parce que ce sont des gens,
have humbled themselves before God.
Qui se sont rendus humbles devant la face de Dieu.
Because the people have sought the Lord.
Parce que des gens, ils ont recherché la face de Dieu.
Because the people have repented from their sins.
Parce que des gens se sont repentis de leurs péchés.
And they came to the Lord with an attitude of hunger and thirst.
Ils sont venus au Seigneur avec une attitude de faim et de soif.
Therefore, God answers.
Donc Dieu y répond.
With fire,
avec le feu.
With cleansing fire,
avec le feu qui purifie.
Purifying,
avec le feu qui nettoie.
With fire of His love,
avec le feu de son amour.
Restaurada y yo hablé lengua por la primera vez. Yo veía muy mal. Ahora yo puedo ver bien. Tenía un problema de normalidad de pies. Sintió que esta pierna comenzó a crecer. Siente calor por todo este lado.
I was visited by the anointing of God, and I've got no more pains in my kidneys at all.
E agora eu não tenho mais dolor.
And she saw a light, and I just suddenly fell, and now it's like I have peace and no more pain anymore.
Do you feel that oppression has left?
Est-ce que tu ressens tout à fait libre? I was really hurting in the left breast.
No. Zero pain.
Zero. Eu tinha dolor por aqui. Está mais. E tudo se foi.
The lump disappeared.
La boule est partie. Tu
as écouté qu'elle t'aime.
Tu as écouté qu'il t'aime.
Pero no lo has expérimenté.
Mais tu n'as pas expérimenté.
Y tú experimentas su amor cuando el fuego del Espíritu Santo es derramado sobre tu corazón.
Tu vas expérimenter son amour quand le feu de Dieu va descendre sur toi.
Y cuando tú experimentes ese amor.
Et quand tu expérimentes cela.
Es ahí cuando te vas a apasionar por él.
Et cet amour va te passionner pour lui.
Cuando tú sientas.
Quand tu sens.
El abrazo de tu padre.
La fluidez de ton père.
Cuando tú sientas en la intimidad de tu alma.
Quand tu sens l'intimité de ton âme.
El amor de Jesús.
L'amour de Jésus.
La compasión de Jesús.
La compasión de Jesús. La bonté de Jésus.
La miséricorde.
La miséricorde de Jésus.
La gloire de Jésus.
La gloire de Jésus.
Tu vas a querer vivir el resto de tu vida para él.
Tu vas vivre le reste de ta vie pour lui.
En Bruselas, Bélgica, Jesucristo es el Señor.
Going to be a doctor, and God called him to the ministry. I'm glad he didn't become a doctor. I pray that here tonight that there are people in this room that want more of God. I pray that you want righteousness in your life. I pray that you want to see God move in your families. I pray you want to see God move in this church. I pray you want more than programs and Christian entertainment. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I pray you want an encounter with the living God tonight. So let's just pray that God will visit us. We have committed ourselves. There is no need for me preaching if God doesn't come down. I'm like a, you know what we're like? We're like that hamster in that wheel. All that energy, all of that running, and never getting anywhere. But if God comes down, it all changes. You see that crowd over there listening to the boom boxes? If God comes down, they're going to be convicted. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We won't have to go over and buttonhole them. God, there was a day right after the day of Pentecost when the Lord added to the church. It wasn't man's ingenuity. It wasn't his programs. It wasn't something he did with his energy. It's something God did by his Spirit. Can you say amen? When I came to the Holy Church of God and left Tampa Electric and came there, amen, with about 12 of us to start, 8 of us actually in the first service. Where did those people come from when they finally filled the building, filled the balcony, and turned people away from the parking lot? What program had we instituted to get them to come? Absolutely none. Where did they come from? God brought them. Yeah. Amen. When dinner came in, she didn't come to get saved. Can you say amen? That was not on her mind. What brought her there? What did she encounter? Was I so persuasive? Amen. That she listened to me? No. She had an encounter with the living God. Can you say amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so glad for what the Lord has done. This ministry was born in fire, Sister Ruth. Amen. It can't exist without that fire. Glory be to God. And we want that fire to burn again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come. God, we pray Isaiah's prayer. In the middle of a working religious system that was being done dutifully every day, sacrifices were being offered, incense was being burned, but God was not coming down, and they were satisfied with the ritual of their religion instead of the manifest presence of the living God. But Isaiah said, oh Lord God, that you would rend the heavens and come down. Hallelujah. And that's our cry tonight. God, rend the heavens and come down here in Tampa like you're coming down in Belgium, like you're coming down in Mexico,
revival comes. Out of our bellies, the rivers of living water.
Hallelujah.
if you've noticed, but these services are accelerating. Every time we intercede like this, it seems like we take another step spiritually forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but all hell is breaking loose in my life. You know what that means, Brother Taylor? That means the devil is afraid of what we're doing right here, right now. He knows it doesn't matter to God to save a man or God. He knows that. Hallelujah. 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 He was whipped by Jonathan in his armor bearer. He was whipped by Samson standing alone. He was whipped, amen, when Shammah claimed the covenant and stood in a pea patch and defended it. Hallelujah. 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 This kind of atmosphere, Brother Taylor. Not the cut and dry pre-program service. Not the ingenuity of man. Amen. In services like this that an 8-year-old boy dying with leukemia was taken to all those years ago when God encountered me and I encountered him and he healed me so completely. It was services just like this. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. Where God's miracles occurred. God manifest himself and honor the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Lord, we want to thank you tonight. We want to thank you tonight, Lord. We realize that we're in a great battle and we have a great enemy in Satan, but we have a greater ally in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 We celebrate you tonight. We celebrate victory tonight. If I had her metabolism, I'd eat a chocolate cake. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to trade with her for just one.